Welcome to the Speaker's Corner Show. My name is Heiko Kuh. This week's show is an interview with Matthias Penzel, a worker at Porsche in Germany, who was a friend of mine in 1989 during the revolution at that time. The show's broadcast every Friday at 2:30 p.m. on 104.4 Resonance FM. You can come down to Speaker's Corner and join us any Sunday afternoon between noon and dusk, or you can visit our website at speakerscorner.net.
Okay, my name is Matthias Penzel. I'm today an engineer in automotive industries, and that's what I do today. Well, in the DDR, I was used to be an electromechanic. I learned that profession in 1985, and after that, I made music and I worked with friends, so I was self-employed, and for the days in 1989 was very interesting for me to see the changes that happens to the country I grew up, and it was a very interesting time. In 1989 it was quite obvious for everybody that are changes there in the air, but nobody knew what time changes will come, and so it was an interesting situation. The expectations were very different, so me and my friends were not really bearing the old system, and so we expected a lot of trouble with the mass of people that bearing the old system. They seemed to bear the old system, but it was really interesting for us to see that all the people really were not happy with that situation in the GDR. They want to make changes, and they don't want to bear any longer the old system. The expectations were very high, but the expectations were also quite different to that what happens in 1990. So, well, just imagine if you will build a new house, you will not build the same house as your neighbor is. You will build your own house, and so nobody expected to have exactly the same system as in Western Germany. So there were for a quite long time two different states here on German soil.
Do you think the people thought that they were German or that they were East German?
In the beginning of the movement in 1989, it was not the question if the people are East Germans or Germans. The people just felt that the situation, yeah, the time has come to change the system. The old system was rotten that much that it was not longer possible to maintain the old system. And for sure, there was also the question why these two German states are still existing. Isn't it better to have one German state? But the most important thing was to find a solution for that part of Germany, because that part of Germany needs help, and that part of Germany was quite rotten. So it was a process in a movement. First of all, we have to think about ourselves, about our country, and an idea what could happen was to build again one Germany. Yeah, that was a longer aim, a further aim. And at the beginning of the movement, it was not the idea just to turn over the Western German system, but to make a new Germany.
You live right next to the wall in a high-rise apartment block. What was your attitude towards the wall before 89? Did you think about it, discuss it? What were the discussions? What was the content of what people, your friends, associates, and so on said or discussed about that?
Well, I lived before 89 in a quite high apartment block, and still the wall always inside. I was grown up with that situation, but it was really strange. So we could some nights hear shots there, and we saw all day the people living on the other side of the wall, and we still live on that side. It was a really strange situation, and we felt like a bird in a cage. So in 89 the situation still changed for us again, because the time before it was possible for us to visit countries of the Warsaw Treaty, like Poland, like Hungary, like Czechoslovakia, and they cut off one country after another. They cut off to go to Poland, they cut off to go to Hungary, and the cage was going closer and closer. What the people were discussing about the wall was not just the fact that the wall still exists, but it was like a monster in the city. Yeah? So even me and my friends, we moved we moved over to the wall to see it again and to feel it. If you moved over there, you were controlled by police and so on. So it was not possible to really get close to the wall. That should be mentioned. But we still watched out of my window to see the wall and to feel that messy feeling that the monster is still there, that you live in that strange situation.
And okay, you said most people bore the system. What do you mean by that?
I can give you just some examples what I mean when I say the people were bearing that system where we lived in. So one example, I left the youth organization in the GDR because I wasn't longer interested, and I was not such a friend of that system. So I just left the youth organization, and there were a lot of people were trying to make me trouble for that fact. They told me, you will see what happens when you do this and so on. And it was the bigger mass of the people. Or I objected the Kurzerschnitt, was heißt denn?
Military service.
I objected to join the military service, and I got a lot of trouble with that. There was no risk of imprisonment, I have to mention it, but a lot of people, even in the factory where I learned my profession and outside, made me a lot of trouble with that.
What type of trouble?
Well, they told me, you will see what happens and you will kill your future now and so on. So, restrictions and so on. You felt that there are no really tooth in the mouth, but if they could, they would bite. And so it was, as I told, interesting to see in the movement of 89 how the people change. Also that people making me trouble said shortly after the changes, we were treated like shit for 40 years now. But they still were the system.
What were the benefits in the GDR? What was the good things?
I think a lot of discussions were made about what were the good things in the GDR and what are the bad things. So at least we have to say the higher percentage were the bad things. But there are some good things too. It's like when you meet somebody, you will even find on every person also some good aspects. And so also in the GDR, There were a lot of social activities, social securities were really good for the people. They just gave you a safe feeling, even in special personal situations, when you get sick or when you get problems in your family or things like that. Then this is a very popular topic. Again, the mainstreaming was easier to maintain in the GDR because you had a lot of possibilities to bring you really small kids to kindergarten, to preschool, and so on. That was quite good. And that was my impression, that the people were more orientated for social things. That was not really true at all, as I found out in 1989, as they all changed. But I had the impression. And maybe that's the most important thing.
And how did people change in 89? What was the, if you like, characteristic of the change? Of course, there were many different changes, of course, but give me, describe a few of them.
Well, the changes of the people in 89 are not easy to describe. So when I say the people changed, then I mean the mass of that people. They are always... were unhappy about the situation in the GDR, but still were maintaining the system. So I mean that mass. I do not mean the smaller group of that people. They organized the movement that provoked the changes. And I do not mean the also smaller group of the very highly privileged people in the GDR. What I mean, the mass of the people, they were all not happy about the situations, but they still maintained the system. And see, what I felt, from one day to another, they changed. One day, they said, okay, we are still proud to live in that first socialist state on German soil, and they went to the organized demonstrations and they made all that things were planned for them to do, like socialist meetings, so-called socialist meetings in the factories, in the union, and so on. And next day, when they got the change to visit West Berlin, West Germany, they felt the change, that the chains were a little bit, they lost the chains, you can say. Then they said, oh, they betrayed us for 40 years, we were imprisoned in that system, and so on.
When the idea of, or when the protest movement began, like you said, there was a layer of people who wanted to change things in East Germany. What was their concept, and what was your relationship to those people who were organizing protest movements?
The people organizing all the protest movements in the early 89 were a lot of people. They were still politically active in the GDR, but not in the mainstream way of so-called socialism. And there were also religious groups very highly affected with that topic. These groups were totally different orientated, and they have at least one common thing, that was the question, what could we do with our country? With our country, that was the most important thing. With the situation in our country, they found out that the economy, the social system, the infrastructure was not longer to maintain with that system. And so their question was, what could we do with our country? And on that way, in the movement of October 89, the main idea changed, I would say. There was not longer the question, what could we do with our country as a separate country? But with the influence of the mass to that movement, the idea changed, how could we easily put that GDR to our big Western brother?
And what were the disputes about that? How did people discuss that at the time, do you remember?
There were a lot of discussions about especially that thing. So a lot of that people, those people who organized all the things, they were the, yeah, at least the ich wollte eigentlich sagen, der Ursprung des Widerstands.
The origin.
Origin. Mm. At least the people who organized all these demonstrations were the origin of that movement, tried to explain to the mass of the people, now we should not just put our country in the hands of Western Germany, but we should try to find out how we could improve our system to find an optimum. Well, as I told you before, just when you build a new house, you just not build the same house as your neighbor is. But you know, there is something to improve and you try to improve this. And these discussions were very intensive, but a lot of jokes were made. So the movement changed from a very political movement to a very economical movement.
Mm.
Economical based, so there were a lot of jokes made, like, you know, why the East Germans made that quiet revolution? Yeah, if you ask the questions, you will get an answer, yes, for VW Golf, Marlboro and video recorder.
Mm.
And it's quite true.
Yeah, the banana was a symbol at the time, wasn't it? Yeah,
banana. Yeah, maybe the banana was also mentioned.
Yeah, I remember there's a guy told me actually that they took bananas at one time. There was a demonstration in, I don't know, Leipzig, and they sent bananas there, and then they had a load came in from somewhere on a ship and took them to Rostock, and then sent it to Leipzig, and then there was a demonstration in Magdeburg. They chose that and moved it to Magdeburg. It was crazy. They had lorries full of goods that they were bringing suddenly and giving everybody, weren't they?
Maybe they had, if they had sold bananas in Leipzig, maybe just the half of the people could go to demonstration, because other half price to buy bananas.
At the beginning of 19... did you ever consider, in East German times, did you ever consider yourself making an application to leave East Germany, or why did you choose to remain there?
A lot of people were asking me, why did I choose the way not to leave Eastern Germany at that time? So, first of all, it was a very interesting time. Yeah, I would not leave that country that has the chance for changes. And maybe for that changes we really were waiting for many years now. On the other hand, it was also not easy for somebody coming from Eastern Germany just to move over, maybe to Western Germany. That was the easiest way, so there was no language problem. There was a good organization to bring these people moved over from Eastern Germany to work, to flat, yeah, to go to better living conditions. It would be easy to leave your country, your old country where you grew up, even when the situation was bad, it was your country, to leave it in that situation, because it was a very important situation. At least decides if that country persists or not.
And when the idea of German unification became one of the main political slogans in the elections in March 1990, what was your attitude at that time, or what do you think other people's attitude was?
As I told you, in maybe March 1990, the influence of that groups who wants to have a reunification with the GDR and Western Germany became more and more important. And so that was a very, very interesting point in that movement where, as I told you, the movement at least changes. So the reunification was maybe the easiest way, but maybe not the best way. Because the reunification was at least not a reunification, but was just to move over the system from Western Germany to Eastern Germany. As we were discussing, there are also some positive aspects, very few, but some positive aspects in the Eastern system. And with that step, it was sure they will not, even these positive aspects, will not live any longer. Mm. And so discussion was sometimes was a very hard discussion, at least one that people who wants that economical benefit. Hmm. Well, in the early 90s, quite quickly started a hangover over the reunification, and the people found out that all the things they were hoping many, many years for, and then now became true, are not that easy to handle as they thought. A lot of people thought they will get very rich easily with real estate, or they will find a well-paid job with their education. And I forgot that they are not the only ones, but there are 100,000 or millions even thought in the same way like they. And yeah, the quick luck for the mass did not show up.
And how did people make money in the early 90s? What were the ways that people did make a lot of money?
There were different ways how quick and big money were made, at least. I don't know if you can imagine how it works to sell a state. Sometimes it's even a drama to sell a bigger company, but maybe you can imagine how it is to sell a state. And for sure, there were some persons selling the good stuff and there were some other persons who wants to buy the good stuff. And if you had the right contacts, it was quite easy to buy something of the good stuff. And there were quite a lot of fortunes are made, but at least for the mass of the people, the situations got worse and worse. Not in comparison just with the old situation in the GDR, but in comparison to the situation they hope to find. Because, unfortunately, a lot of people lost their jobs. So that means they moved step down on a social ladder. They were not used to do this because, well, at least in the GDR, there was a quite small level between the people they were highly paid and the people were got lower wages. And now those people made step down on the social ladder. It was very hard for them to cope with that.
So the relative position within society could actually have got worse within the status of that society, you mean?
The problem of a bigger part of the people living in East Germany was that their situation after reunification was even worse. The social situation, their position in the social system. Not economically, but the position, it's a soft fact, but very important fact. The position in the social system was worse than before. And it was very hard for a lot of people to find out.
A monetary union. Tell me about monetary union. Do you remember monetary union? Währungsunion. Monetary union. 1st of July 1990.
Sure.
What happened then?
Schau nicht hin, schau nicht hin. Du siehst nur, dass ich traurig bin. Ich kann deine Augen nicht ertragen, sie sehen mich so das Herz mir brach und ich kann dein Mitleid nicht ertragen, ich sehe es dir an. Schweige still, schweige still.
Thanks to Matthias Penzel for the interview for the 1989 series. That was the Speaker's Corner show for this week. Visit our website, speakerscorner.net. Come down to Speaker's Corner and join us any Sunday, or tune in to Resonance FM, same time, same place, every week.